This is a podcast from WOR.
The following is a paid program sponsored by Raritan Bay Medical Center, a New Jersey-based hospital in Perth Amboy and Old Bridge, New Jersey. WOR's airing of this program constitutes an endorsement of neither the opinions expressed nor of the products offered. Welcome to Health Navigator, the show that helps you understand the latest healthcare trends and learn to separate the sound health advice from the hype. Now, here's the host of Health Navigator, Abe Casbo.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Health Navigator. I'm your host, Abe Casbo, and Health Navigator is sponsored by Raritan Bay Medical Center in Perth Amboy in Old Bridge, New Jersey. With me is a very special guest, Dr. Ujjwal Datta, who is a surgical podiatrist at Raritan Bay Medical Center. Dr. Datta, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about implants and how you use implants to help patients with their feet. What issues, why would I come to you for an implant in my foot for a joint?
Okay. The implant basically replaces an existing joint. Let's say, for example, you're having pain in your big toe joint when you walk. And we take an x-ray and we see that the joint is very, very arthritic. Mm-hmm. There are other ways to, you know, perform a surgery. But in the elderly patients, we can offer the implant surgery where the joint length is maintained even after we remove, you know, the two sides of the joint. When two bones meet, together, they form a joint. And if there is arthritis in that particular joint, you know, that can be replaced. But, you know, implant surgery or a joint replacement surgery is not typically done in young active individuals or individuals who have any kind of neuropathy, which means any kind of nerve damage that they have no sensation in their feet. So those are the typical exclusions that we surgeons use.
I'm sorry, just real quick. I mean, what about athletes? I mean, are they candidates for this?
Not joint implants. Okay. I'm going to talk about a different kind of implant that is used, in kids to, with geriatric patients. But in a typical, let's say, a joint replacing implant, when we do a joint reconstructive surgery in the big toe joint or any of the lesser toe joints, we use those implants in typically elderly, not geriatric, all the way geriatric patients, but, older patients, not young, active, athletic patients.
Okay. So let's talk. I mean, what is the process, and then what does it take to recover from these surgeries?
Okay. When a patient undergoes a joint replacement surgery using an implant, what we do is we go into the joint that is arthritic, we remove the opposing surfaces of the two bones, remove any arthritic buildup around the joint, and then we put an artificial joint, which is the implant, on the joint. So let's say for the big toe joint, which we call the metatarsophalangeal joint, and what we do is we remodel the joint, we take out the arthritic changes, and then we sort of ream a hole on the two edges of the two opposing surfaces, and we put the implants on one on each side, and it simulates a normal joint, but only it's artificial.
I'm sorry to cut you off. I just want to tell our listeners that you're listening to Health Navigator, and with me is Dr. Ujjwal Datta, who is a surgical podiatrist, and we're talking about joint implants in the foot. Dr. Datta, how then, what is the recovery time like?
The recovery time depends on patient to patient. A typical joint implant surgery would necessitate at least 6 to 8 weeks of rehab time, after the patient gets better with the first few weeks, then aggressive physical therapy is also recommended, so that the patient gets back into the swing of things for which they came for, that they want to be active, they want to be mobilized.
So again, if you could tell, are you seeing older folks, are you seeing younger folks here
with this kind of particular particular type of joint replacement is typically held for patients who are, say, above 50.
Wow. I mean, but the recovery time, I would think, would tend to be a little bit longer, right?
Like I said, every patient is different. I mean, somebody could be up and about in about 6 to 8 weeks. Some take a little longer. So we, you know, lay that expectation out up front so that they don't have any, you know, misconception that just because I have an artificial joint, you know, I'm walking around a lot sooner. So if it takes a little bit longer for them, so be it, because the long-term goal is the patient, you know, getting well 100%.
Right, right. And I imagine that the reason why they come and see you is that, you know, they're in a lot of pain.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
That is the typical criteria that when they walk, I mean, they have, you know, very bad pain that, you know, they cannot walk. And if they cannot walk, and if a patient who has a very active lifestyle, you know, they do not want that. So that's why, you know, they come in. And, of course, you know, there are many ways to do the procedure, and one of the procedures is this joint implant. And it has, you know, very good, you know, success rate.
Are these inpatient procedures? Are they outpatient?
Outpatient. They get it done and they go home the same day. However, having said that, you know, if a patient has, you know, other comorbid issues that they would benefit from a day or so stay in the hospital just to make sure, you know, we can keep them in the hospital. But, you know, 99.9% of these are done as an outpatient setting under, you know, local anesthesia under sedation.
We're going to be right back after these words from our sponsors. Stay with us. Don't move.
If you're struggling with overcoming obesity or suffering from weight-related medical conditions, the Institute for Weight Loss at Raritan Bay Medical Center can help. With locations in Perth Amboy and Old Bridge, New Jersey, the Institute for Weight Loss at Raritan Bay Medical Center offers bariatric surgery and medical weight loss solutions to help you overcome obesity. Their team will guide you through each step of the weight loss journey, from choosing appropriate treatment options to nutrition education, lifestyle counseling, and ongoing support. The Institute for Weight Loss provides minimally invasive techniques such as gastric bypass, lap bands, and gastric sleeves. You're invited to join them for a free informational program at Institute for Weight Loss. To register, call 855-TIME-FOR-ME, 855-846-3463, or log on to rbmc.org. For more healthy tips, be sure to listen to Health Navigator every Sunday at 10 p.m. right here on WOR.
Welcome back, everybody, and you're listening to Health Navigator right here on WOR. Health Navigator is sponsored by Raritan Bay Medical Center, and with me is surgical podiatrist Dr. Ujjwal Datta. And we're talking about, in the previous segment, Dr. Datta, we were talking about the implants that you use, you know, in the foot. And now let's talk a little bit about flat foot syndrome. What is that?
Okay, flat foot syndrome is a very basic term, and what that means is you have a flat foot, no arches, and your foot collapses, and more precisely, the ankle joint collapses over the foot. And that has, you know, that's a progressive condition that starts way in childhood. If it is untreated, it just gets worse and worse. And it's basically, you know, a muscle imbalance, and then one thing leads to another, and you have a very painful flat foot deformity.
What's the patient experiencing?
Well, the patient, if it's a pediatric patient, patients' parents usually bring their children complaining that when I see my child walks, his foot rolls and he has no arch, and you know, he complains of, you know, arch pain or, you know, ankle pain when he's walking too much. His feet get tired. So that's like a pediatric perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Adults who come in, they may have other symptoms going along. They may just say, oh, my arch hurts a lot or my heel hurts a lot. And why is that? And, you know, when you do your physical examination and biomechanicals, you see that they have a condition called hyperpronation, which means, you know, the ankle joint rolls over the heel bone.
Okay.
The ankle bone rolls over the heel bone, in a sort of closing up a naturally occurring space, and that leads to excessive motion of that ankle joint, a condition called hyperpronation. And
okay.
Hyperpronation basically gives you a whole bunch of maladies such as heel spur, plantar fasciitis, even give you a neuroma or a tarsal tunnel. We've all heard of carpal tunnel syndrome in the wrist. The same kind of phenomenon one can happen in the ankle, where it's called tarsal tunnel, where the nerves in the tarsal tunnel can get compressed against the ligament.
And the patient then experiences, you know, pain or discomfort. I mean, when they're walking, is that the
everything,
sign?
Yep.
I mean, is
pain,
that it?
Pain, discomfort, sometimes even burning, tingling, because of the compression of the nerve. But primarily, you know, pain and discomfort in the plantar fascia, which is the ligament that connects the heel bone to the metatarsal bones,
mm-hmm.
and also, you know, the pain in the heel because of the plantar fasciitis.
What are some of the treatments for having a flat foot?
Conservatively, we always offer a conservative approach first, especially if it's a pediatric patient. And
mm-hmm.
the way I do it is I always do orthotic therapy. And orthotics are basically custom-made arch supports.
Okay.
And we incorporate those at a very early age, if possible, if the patient presents at an appropriate time. And if not, then we reserve the right. We have an option to the parents to do a minimally invasive procedure where we put a stent or an implant in the ankle joint, and which props up the ankle bone that is collapsing on the heel bone. And it's a minimally invasive procedure, maybe about, you know, like 2 or 3 centimeters of the incision,
mm-hmm.
and we put this implant in. It's an implant made out of titanium,
right.
and it's easily reversible. What I mean by that is if the patient, for any reason, no matter what the age, if they're unable to tolerate the implant, we just take it out. And, you know, it's like no harm, no foul. The patient, we are not disabling the patient because we put the implant in. And you know, it's a very, very effective procedure. And I've seen great successes in kids.
Now, I mean, you know, as a parent, I would, you know, I would hesitate to say, oh, you know, I want to put my, you know, my child under a knife or
Absolutely.
Something like that, right? I mean, I'm sure you, how do you weigh as a parent the cost benefit here, right?
What I do is, you know, we definitely start off with orthotic therapy, and
mm-hmm.
we say, you know, let's do this for, a while. Let's do it for 6 months. Let's do it for a year. And if the symptoms improve, we can continue with that. Of course, the child will grow in the orthotic. We have to replace it periodically depending on how much of a growth spurt the child hits.
Mm-hmm.
But if the orthotic therapy is not doing, a sufficient enough job because of the increased biomechanical stress on the ankle, then we offer this minimally invasive procedure. And what I do is I direct the patient's parents to the website where there are videos that they can see,
mm-hmm.
and then they at least feel comfortable that, you know, it's not going to be a severe, you know, procedure where, you know, my kid and all that. And I'm a parent too, and I totally empathize with parents have, you know, issues,
right?
But you know, a lot of times, you know, they go through the video and everything, and then they come back and say, yeah, they want to do it.
How early, you know, let's say as a parent, mm-hmm. I decided, you know, my child had this issue. I decided to have the surgery. Two questions. One
yeah.
is, how early, you know, do you start with this? And then two, what happens when the child, you know, grows?
Okay, very good question. The company that I use, whose implant I use, they pretty much advocate that this can be done as little as 3 years old to 99 years old.
Mm.
But, you know, I have not done anybody who's 3 years old. I would not do it that old. Personally speaking, I have done, you know, patients who are at least in their, you know, 10, 11, 12 years old.
Okay. And those kids are growing, right?
Exactly. And so that's how, you know, how a young I would personally do them. And in terms of your second question, you know, what happens to the implant as the child grows? Nothing. The implant stays in it. We are basically putting in the implant in a naturally occurring space called the sinus tarsi.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the space that is formed by the ankle bone called the talus and the heel bone called the calcaneus.
Right.
So we just, you know, the space that should be there is not functioning, and that's why the ankle bone collapses on the heel bone. So we just put this device, that implant, we like to think of it as a stent.
Mm.
as a stent would open up a diseased artery in the heart,
right,
or any kind of lower extremity blood vessels, it does the same thing. It opens up that space and maintains it open. So if the child grows, the bone will grow around it, and that implant can just stay there without causing any discomfort to anything.
But so you don't have to really, you know, you have this thing at the age of 10. It's not like you're going to replace it when he's or she's 15.
No. The only time this should be removed is the patient is not tolerating well, or the implant backed out for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can remove it or re-implant it. But once it's in and the patient is doing fine, we do not need to remove it at all.
Got it. Well, Doctor, thank you so much for being on the show. If somebody wants to get in touch with you, where do they call?
They can call my offices. My Perth Amboy location is 491 New Brunswick Avenue in Perth Amboy, and the telephone number is 732-442-3668. And my Bound Brook location is 4 East High Street in Bound Brook, New Jersey, and that phone number is 732-537-9200. They're welcome to also visit my website, which is www.gardenstatepodiatrist.com.
Great. Well, thanks again for being on the show, and stay with us, everyone. We're going to be right back after these words from our sponsors. You're listening to Abe Casbo, and I'm your health navigator right here on WOR.